Oh, hey everybody. It's recording. We're live.
Yeah.
It is the first of the year. Happy first of the year, you guys.
Yay.
1-1-1-1-3. That means January 11th, 2013. And we have Chris and Zach here with us today.
Yeah.
Well, he had a, what's his name? Whatever his name is, kid that helped me. Jared.
Jared.
Yeah, he's homesick, so he's not here.
Oh, sad day.
I'm glad he's home. I emailed him. I said, good, stay home, because he's been coughing. I don't want to get sick. You know,
yeah.
Go away, you sickies. So anyway, I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
I guess we have Chris and Zach.
Yeah.
Zach's not speaking.
Nope. Silent today?
I was speaking, you just interrupted.
Oh, sorry. If you say something again, I won't interrupt you.
Hi.
I promise. All right, so well, looking back on the week, Chris wanted to emphasize it. She had big tests.
Ginormous tests.
Ginormous. None of these 8.5 by 11 ones anymore.
Nope. There were like 9-inch tests.
9-inch. 9-inch by 11.5.
Exactly. You wouldn't notice, but...
What classes?
Let's see, I had one in Japanese.
Oh. Stop right there. Japanese, really?
Japanese, yeah. Lesson 9, government, AP government.
Can you imagine a government test written in Japanese? There you go.
That would suck.
Multitasking.
Yep. That
okay, I'm sorry I keep interrupting.
That's all right. And then I have a math test next week.
But that's what conversations is. It's
exactly.
back and forth.
Yeah.
I didn't interrupt.
Anyways,
you talk for 5 minutes. No, you talk.
Yeah.
Personally, I missed my math test. I missed my math test, so I have to make it up on Monday.
I missed my math. Give me more math test. I miss having a math
test. I love my math test.
I came to school late.
Late? Why? We'll get to why in a little bit, huh?
I was supposed to actually do the math test yesterday, and... I missed that. I had an appointment after school I didn't know about.
Ah.
So,
how do you have a Spanish?
Japanese
test?
Oral? Actually, they have it in, there's like basically three aspects of the language, which is hiragana, katakana, and kanji. The hiragana is just like the basic alphabet. The katakana is it could be compared to cursive in our culture. And then the kanji are like the actual characters, and that you just have that on the page and you have to translate.
So I don't consider Japanese a language. I consider it more of an art.
Sometimes I figure that. I'm like,
those oriental languages, if you will, with the symbols, right?
Yeah, the characters.
I know we have symbols too. I mean, that's a T. And
yeah.
Anyway, cool. So cool.
Yeah.
Japanese, history.
History, math, pharmacy tech. I had a test in that one. Yeah.
Pharmacy tech. What do you think about the? We'll come back to that maybe. Zach,
I have a
math test.
Yeah, I missed that. I guess I have a lot of tests on Monday. We didn't realize. Oh crap! I actually
I'm
glad
you brought it up.
Well, see, the thing is that when I made that appointment for the math test to make up on Monday, it was before school, right?
Ah.
Turns out, I just remembered that I have to go to GTI on Monday. So, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Because GTI starts earlier than regular school.
Yeah.
On Mondays.
Don't you... Oh, that kind of Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Crap.
Oops. Well, I hope you figure it out. Because don't forget, we got the end of the quarter coming up, right?
Oh, yeah.
When's the end of the quarter?
18th.
Some of the teachers are probably already done, aren't they?
Yeah, some of them are.
Weren't we going to do something one time where I was going to log in and check and see who's... Not post. I shouldn't even bring that up.
Huh? Probably not. I don't know what you're talking about anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Me neither.
Yeah, maybe it's... Okay, never mind.
Lampposts.
Cancel that. Lampposts. That's right. Lampposts.
Go shopping. Lampposts. Home Depot. Sponsored by... Home Depot.
I have no idea where he's going.
I don't know.
So, what do you think of the snow?
It's cold. And it gets in my eyes, I guess. I said that weird. Mm-hmm. It gets in my eyes when I walk down the street.
You just close your eyes.
But then I walk into people. I did that. I was walking with my friend Amador, and I was like,
friendometer?
Amador.
Is that like a little scanner? Is that an app, your friendometer?
No.
I am on one today. I'm sorry.
You know what?
I sound like my friendometer.
Oh, no, my friend.
Like, do they guide you when you close your eyes? My friend, they hold your shoulder, just walk next to them. Like a walking blind stick.
Yeah.
Man, Zach, you're...
I've been trying to talk, you keep interrupting. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but you, but you keep doing that on purpose. Okay, I'll
Cripes, okay? Okay, the snow, though, weird thing is that when I take the bus in the morning, I feel safer when there's a bunch of snow on the roads and everywhere that's this thick. I don't know why. I guess, I don't know. It feels safer than when she drives, like, on regular roads. Because I guess I feel like if she crashes, or if she crashes, my pillow.
It'd be a soft landing when I fly out the window.
Or maybe she just drives safer that way.
I don't know.
Instead of slamming her brakes every time she almost runs a red light. She does that often.
I don't believe it.
Well, we didn't have any snow at our house this morning. It was like dusting. And by the time I got to 90th, it was snowing more. I got over by 20th East and... It was snowing good. It was beautiful this morning. You know, they had freshies in the parking lot.
Mm.
10 inches of snow, I got to park freshies. Fresh snow, I got to drive in. And
nice. I came outside in my driveway. I live over on, like, 9th and over there-ish. And you don't get any snow over there. And it was, like, about a foot on the driveway, and it was ridiculous.
When you say 9th, you mean 39th as well, right? Like that area?
No, like 9th East.
What's south?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, like approximately. It can be like 2 miles away, I don't know.
It's true, approximately around like 45th.
Uh-huh.
Like way, way down there.
Yeah, I live like around 39th and 9th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my friend does too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool Cute. Beans.
Yeah.
I don't live around here.
That's okay.
Yeah, I miss it.
He lives in Colorado.
Colorado, yeah, I commute every day, flying.
That would suck.
No.
I would.
He lives in Wendover.
So we got here, and the parking lot was not even plowed, so we had to, it was fun. The principal was out there with a shovel.
Yeah, I saw that when I was coming in. I was like, what is he doing here? Why isn't the custodians out here?
Yeah.
Well, I think they were out there, too.
Yeah.
I didn't see them.
No, there's that.
Yeah. They should have been doing the front first if that was the case.
Oh, yeah. There was funny.
You think?
I went out there and Officer Byam's directing traffic, making sure no one gets run over.
Did it work?
So far.
Good.
I didn't see anyone get hit.
Our buses ran over a car on the way.
Sure was a car, not a student.
Could have been a bicycle.
I was in the parking lot one time and I was like, oh, fresh snow, and cruising around. Well, I shouldn't say this.
Just do it.
I would never try to do donuts parking. It really sucks having four-wheel drive trying to do a donut.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my wife starts to yell, there's a curb there, because of blanket, right?
Oh, yeah.
Blanket snow. But then in the parking lot, they got those little medians or the, that's pretty, let's put grass there. So like every 50 yards or whatever, they put this little outcropping of a curb for grass.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, especially in the summer when it's all covered in snow and you forget that they're there.
You're talking about here, right?
No.
Oh.
Different place.
But it was just fun, just, you know, accelerating in the snow and kicking up snow everywhere. But then there was this outcrop. Oh, crap. Forgot about it.
Yeah.
We survived.
One of my friends came here early enough that there weren't very many cars in the parking lot here. Mm-hmm. And she was doing donuts.
Because
it was like, what, 4 feet? I don't know.
4 feet of snow?
4 feet of snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Maybe a foot.
2 feet.
Okay, 2 feet.
2 feet.
We'll look at the weather report later.
Moot.
So, we had a lot of snow today. And it's still snowing. It's supposed to snow again.
Is it?
Well, it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah, it's still snowing. I don't think it stopped today.
I don't think it stopped since yesterday.
Class periods, I've looked out the window except one of them, and it's been snowing all class period.
I had to run errand today and up to the avenues. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go. But I went. It was fun. Cool. I like driving.
In case people were wondering why didn't we get a snow day, it's because the whole spring break moving into school thing, one of those days is actually a snow day. It's a Monday. So if we got a snow day today, then that Monday we'd have to come to school and then we'd leave again. So like, we just have to come to school once in the middle of the week. So
Monday is not the middle of the week, but Monday, yeah,
like that would be the only day we'd have to come to school.
Right.
We'd get Friday off and then two days and then Monday and then get the rest of the week off again.
That'd be
weird. There was snow today, so what? It wasn't worth the snow day.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was like, oh, we want a snow day. Yeah. It's like, you know, you need to make those snow days up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I was listening to the radio this morning, and it was saying that, like, all, like, the colleges north of here are closed down. And
Davis County was
down. And then it was Salt Lake County, Canyons, and Granite were the only school districts in the area that did not cancel school.
Yeah, Alpine was closed, too, wasn't it? But we didn't, there was snow, but not enough, I don't think, to close school.
Yeah.
Were a lot of kids absent in your classes this morning?
Actually, we actually started class later. Like, we normally have the self-starter thing where if you don't get there on time, you have to sit outside and wait. But we waited like 30 minutes just so enough people would get in that he would declare self-starter like, acceptable.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I actually saw a weather map of like the storm. And it's really bad up north, like in the upper states.
Did you not hear what they're calling it, though?
Yeah.
It's Storm Gandalf, because it's like the air was so gray that it's coming out white.
Apparently they name like every storm that's like this.
Yeah, they last...
Gandalf, great.
Yeah, and then the last one was Draco the Snowmaker, but it completely missed Salt Lake and hit like southern Utah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm going to call you next time it's snowing. What's this one called?
What's this one called?
I didn't know until first period.
Yeah.
Gandalf. Gandalf came and...
Storm.
Stormed it.
Storm Gandalf.
Anyway, Jordan didn't have enough snow. I mean, like I said, we got dusted out at my house.
Yeah.
Not enough to not have school.
Yeah.
So, the other thing with spring break, Zach, Zach keeps asking, why do you put packing down? We're moving over spring break.
I knew that now.
You get to pack. I know, you know, but that's what packing means. So it's going to tell you that I started packing. Look, I got two boxes over there.
Woohoo! Ooh, actually, I think I saw that. Didn't you post that on Facebook? Because I think I saw that
for
some reason. Because I liked the Olympus High School thing.
You follow me on Facebook?
No, I follow the Olympus High thing.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, whoa, why did I get that?
No.
No, it's like I didn't, and I looked around and I'm like, oh, I like the Olympus High thing. Because you never put anything on there.
If you you say that you go to Olympus High School, Facebook automatically likes it, so you see all their stuff.
But there's a couple different Olympus High Schools.
It's true.
And the one I made was the official one. The other ones were one, it's like, what is this? Who posts this?
Well, if you go to, like, what school you go to, and you search, like, Olympus, it has, like, all the districts for that state.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or not the districts, all the schools for that state. And so, if you click on that Olympus High School, like, I think it's the official one.
I don't think so. I doubt it, actually. But we'll see.
Is it called Olympus High School?
There's a couple different ones. I do not know. I have not seen that one. Show me in a little while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we need to have another Facebook
update
conversation.
Yes.
Because we started an up Facebook page and a library page, or at least my page, which includes the library. Trying to get visitors or whatever. I don't know. Just for fun. Why not?
Makes sense.
But that's a different day, different topic, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we do now. We don't have a whole lot.
No.
So Zach's not looking forward to the packing, but I think he's looking forward to the demolition.
Okay.
It is going to be fun. I wonder if we can cancel school that day.
I want
everybody
to watch.
Outside, everybody goes around and surround the building and watch them demolish it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is that they're going to be recycling a lot of the materials in the school first, so it's actually going to take like quite a long time because they're going to like take out the glass and everything else that's recyclable.
Who told you that?
Principal, I think. Pretty sure it's the principal. And a lot of the teachers recently.
Okay. News to me, but I doubt it.
And then some of the teachers that don't know that say that they want to, like, break all the windows and stuff like that.
It's still glass.
Yeah.
Who, was that what you were saying earlier, the crazy teachers?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're really going to be taking glass out. They're taking a lot of the electronics out, but they've only got about 2 weeks to do it. And they're scheduled to start demolishing this building.
I think that's part of the demolishing part, is the taking out the glass.
There you go.
And there's other stuff, too.
Fair enough.
I just can't remember the other materials.
Copper.
Yeah. Yeah, like the pipes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun. We'll get some good stories out of that, I'm sure. Maybe just get some big high school kids that can throw each other through the... Oh, never mind. Different topic. Sorry.
Sorry.
Bad comment. I apologize. By the way, has anybody ever heard anything about them?
What?
Those two kids that went through the window?
Oh, yeah. They're doing good. Or at least one of them.
I don't know who they are, yeah. So I don't...
I know one of the kids.
I know, like, one of them went to the hospital and then came back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. He posted pictures on Facebook. I was like...
Oh, do share.
I know. He was like, just... I don't know why he had the pictures, because he was like in the hospital, like, with cuts and everything.
Because they're gory, gross pictures.
Exactly. And there was like blood on the floor, and I'm sitting
there
going,
who took
these?
I think I've seen... It was really bad.
Yeah, and I was sitting there going, why did you post it? Who even took the picture? Because it wasn't like he was going like this. I mean, like, it was like feet away, and I was sitting there going, I don't know. He was at the hospital, and people were taking pictures.
It's very easy. It's just, here, doctor, take a picture with my camera.
I remember someone else who posted pictures like that. They got in a skiing accident, and his, like, jaw was, like, off and stuff like that. It was really gross. I don't know why they posted it on Facebook. It was, like, a horror movie.
Yeah.
Except it was real.
Yeah. Like, I won't go there anymore.
Why not? I don't know. Okay, great.
Okay.
What do you post on Facebook? Well, we won't go there.
I don't post on Facebook.
Sorry. I post baking items. Like, I'd be like, oh, I baked brownies, and that's about it.
See, I'd rather look at somebody's jaw hanging off than know what you're baking.
Exactly. Unless, actually, last thing I baked, it was supposed to be like a Yule log, but it ended up looking like a mud house. It was a sad day.
Okay.
Yes.
A Yule log / mud house.
Exactly.
My wife said, told somebody, posted something about, it went something like this, I'll botch it, I'm sure, that if you could met somebody from the 1950s, what would be one of the things you would tell them? And the response was, I have a device in my pocket that I can, you know, visualize, or I can look up anything in the world I want, have any kind of research I want, and all I do is look at pictures of cats and chat with people I don't know.
Yep.
It was kind of funny.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah.
Math.
Fun stuff. So, what else are we doing? We got no.
If you have holes in your schedule, you need to get those fixed, because you can't have holes in your schedule.
Actually, I got that. I'm gonna get my holes fixed in on Monday. Don't have a 2B.
It's good, because you can't have, like.
I gotta go look at mine.
Free period. Doesn't work here.
Yeah.
It's funny because it does, but then it's not supposed to. Because I get kids up here all the time. That's, oh, I don't have a class right now, so they hang on the library.
Like study
Let
hall.
Me see your schedule. Sure enough, nothing on the schedule.
A study hall of
no.
real, yeah.
You're not supposed to.
My brother had, like, three of those a few years ago.
I would love that, but...
Technically, I could have, like, four right now.
It's like V-Day.
V-Day.
Yeah, no, I have a... Actually, I guess it's three. Two on A Day at the beginning of school, which would be cool. I can come halfway through. But, and then one at the end of V-Days.
You can have time to make up your math test, then. Well, it's just silly. I mean, if here's your typical educator response, right? A lot of these classes you have the opportunity to take now.
Yeah.
You won't have the opportunity to take them again.
It's true.
So these kids are like, oh, yeah, look at all this free period I have. It's like, why?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, look, I'm in Alta skiing, but I'm just going to sit in the restaurant.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you're school. Go to class, learn something. I know, I get it. That's sounds like a teacher, man.
No, I agree. See, I'd rather be, like, doing, like, the class I'm in now is, like, filmmaking. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be in there, but
it's fun,
it.
Isn't it?
It's hilarious.
You get to dress up like zombies and get away with it.
Yeah, I think I've died a total of 5 times in that class. It's great.
That's it?
But, yeah.
She's our go-to zombie girl.
Heck yeah. Or if you need someone to
do. And that's exactly what I'm referring about. Take a fun class.
Yeah.
And if you have two free periods in, like,
take
the same
GTI
thing.
Class.
Yeah, take a GTI class. Those are always, like, really fun.
Those are amazing. I love them. Although cool. I wish I could take animation. I wish I would.
And they have really good food there.
They have really
good food. And you can use your lunch. You can use your school lunch number there, yeah. Which is awesome.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that for, like, first 3 weeks I was going there. Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. But
yeah.
You can either pay with cash or lunch number.
Yeah.
Go lunch number.
Not that I have a lunch number, but... Because I'm over there the... We call it the district office.
I know that place.
Yeah. But it's the same cafeteria.
Oh, I love that cafeteria.
I've never actually been in the cafeteria, just the food section.
Buy it and leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Run back in the bus?
Yeah.
Actually, I took a summer class at the GTI, and every, like, we would get, like, 10 minutes off, and I'd run down, go on the elevator, go downstairs, buy two cookies, come back up.
I've never done that. My class is so fun, I guess, that no one actually leaves during that time. Like, he said at the beginning that you can, but then, like, after the first, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, nobody's
what
left
class is
anymore.
It?
Programming one.
Yeah, programming. I've heard that one's fun.
If you can handle it.
If you can handle it. Yeah.
What have you made?
It's not actually that
you
hard.
Have fun programs?
Kind of.
You make the little.
I've made a lot of programs.
That bleeps across the screen. I remember we had to do that. We made a program once that wrote our name.
That's like chapter one.
Exactly.
One. That's like first day if you actually show up.
But
that
not.
Day.
Yeah. But not in the '80s.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's true.
That would make more sense.
Did you have to use binary?
I don't know. I didn't care.
He said he had to use binary, and he it took like a month to write like a single.
Yeah.
Line of code, basically. Not. I'm exaggerating.
Oh yeah.
Really?
He was probably exaggerating too. So it's double exaggeration.
Yeah. It's kind of slow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah. Right.
And I took Mesa in ninth grade, and for some reason we went to the GTI building for like an activity there. Mm-hmm. And we got to take like three like preview classes, and one of them was the programming one. And I got to make a wall of binary. I learned how to make a wall of binary. They said it was like the Matrix. Never seen that movie, so.
So cool.
I kind of
did it move?
You have your own wall
it moved,
of binary.
Yeah, it was like. Whoosh.
Oh yeah, so we don't
changing.
Get to do that.
Oh really? No.
That's chapter two.
Chapter two.
Please.
Or are you past there? That's chapter
I'm
one.
I'm using C sharp, and we're doing applications.
Yeah, I think we use JavaScript. Cool. So.
Yeah, Java's awesome. I think that I'm. If that's a half a year class, I'm gonna try and put that my free GTI section.
That's a good idea.
Cool.
You should also try animation. That one's a fun class.
Yeah, I've heard that one's fun.
I'm too good for that class. I'm just kidding.
he would fit right in.
They use me.
No.
They all think they're too good for that
class. They use Apple computers. I'm not.
That was the other thing I was going
to
tell you.
Yeah.
It's like so hard to.
That's good. Close your doors now, you know. Apple, I'm going to.
I'd rather use a mouse.
Yeah. They have a mouse. Some of the computers.
They have an Apple mouse. It's different.
They have an Apple mouse, yeah.
It's still a mouse. Just different species.
I bet you could bring your own mouse. Just plug it in the same place. I'm going to bring a wireless mouse next time.
No, I don't think
great.
You can.
No, you
why not?
Can, because you can plug it into a keyboard.
Because Apples don't work with Windows mouses.
Not if you get a generic mouse. You get a generic mouse, it's great.
It's so funny you say that. You know what happens if I plug when I plug my Microsoft mouse into my Apple computer?
What?
The mouse moves around.
Well, you have a fancy mouse.
You know what happens if I plug my Microsoft mouse into my Microsoft computer?
Hmm.
I have to download a driver.
Really?
Yes.
That's because you keep deleting the entire operating system.
Oh, I'm not supposed to do that?
No. That's what hard drives are made for.
That's why I used wireless mouses. Love those things.
I have a different mouse story. Do we have time for it?
We have time for it. Yeah, we have.
The Magic Mouse, the Apple Magic Mouse, it's symmetrical.
Oh.
So, it's embarrassing. I don't want to tell you.
Okay.
I couldn't figure out why. There's no tail on it because it's wireless, right?
Yeah.
What the tail is.
You couldn't figure out why it was moving the opposite direction.
I uninstalled, I unhooked it up, I restarted my computer. I'm like, crap, why is it backwards? Yeah, I'm the tech guy.
Because it was moving upside down.
Your mouse is upside down. Upside. Exactly.
Were you able to click on it?
I even called somebody. Why does it do
that? You try to put it on your screen. Wouldn't
work. That was funny.
It would have been funnier if it was like a complete symmetrical circle instead of like an oval, which I'm guessing it was. That so that way, like,
you
like,
could be
move,
anywhere.
Like, to this, like, oh. Diagonally and like stuff, too, and you're like, what the heck?
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, man. That was funny.
Wait, so where are the buttons?
Yeah.
So the whole thing's a button.
That's so there's no right click?
There is.
Well, there
it's on
is.
The
it's
right
like,
side
what,
of it.
Like, the whole
so
side.
So when you would click, it would be, like, it, right? Because it was left?
Yeah. So it was really confusing.
And then the mouse itself.
I would have figured that out really fast.
And then the mouse itself is a touch screen, so you just move them on that.
Interesting.
It doesn't have lights though.
We're not talking about lights.
I want lights. I want it so that when I touch
oh
it and like drag
gosh.
It across, it like goes
like
like
a little
waves,
light.
Like it ripples.
Make a
with
program
blue
for
LEDs.
It, Mr. Programmer.
I already did that. But
it won't work on a Mac.
We are we gonna do questions?
Sure, if we can get any.
Okay.
Zach has a request for you guys.
Let's pause it and then, like, go ask people.
Oh, we're not going to do it now. Let's go ask questions. Let's get questions for next week. Let's tell these people to send us some questions.
Send
okay.
questions.
That's what I thought you were going to
do. That.
Please
so,
send
yeah,
questions.
We want to answer your questions.
Please keep them PG. Thank you.
No,
or
fine.
Not. We can always just skip those questions.
That's a good point. If
so
you
we'll
want
have
them
some Q&A next period. There you go.
Yeah.
If you want them read, they need to be appropriate.
Yeah,
or we'll change them.
Oh,
we'll
we'll see.
Fiddle with them.
So you guys also then need to go out and get some friends and get questions. I know you said you already did one, a couple. Mm-hmm. And then we're not meeting next week because you're not here.
Nope.
I'll post something up about how exciting it is with no students here.
Nice. So where are people going to submit the questions to?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. What do you want to do? I can do a lot of places. This gets posted to Facebook. You can comment there. You can send me an email. You can put them on the other
you
iPod
should put it on
page.
Like the front page. Be like, ask the podcast people a question.
Yep.
And then it
maybe
would get more people on the podcast.
Chris is going to make a flyer, I think, a brochure.
Sure.
And maybe we'll get something on that.
The podcast really does need to be like on the Olympus page, though.
It is. Well, it's on the. Well, there's a
there's
link.
There's a
to
link
it.
To it.
There's a link to it. Yeah.
I can't put everything
in
there. Yeah, I don't think so. But
come
there's
on.
A link to it.
You just have to embed a player.
I know that. Well, yeah, it could. Maybe we'll get there.
Yep.
All right. So for now, I think we're gonna head out and
yep.
go play in the snow, or at
yay.
Least go try. I had some students in here last period. That's where you're supposed to be. We can't get out. We're stuck in the parking lot.
Oh no.
So they were hanging out in the library because I guess there's a big. I can't imagine what the parking lot looks like for
oh,
students.
Yeah.
But they said they were blocked in by a couple stuck cars.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Funny. That would suck.
Anyway, hope you guys have safe travels home and fun weekends and stay warm and dry.
Yeah.
If you want entertaining videos, go to youtube.com and search Vintage Beef.
Sounds
I have no idea where that came from, but thank you, Zach. Vintage Beef, huh?
Yeah.
Like old
all
cows?
Words. Yeah, exactly. Except it's not about old cows at all.
Okay.
It's like film cows.
He used to be a butcher, so a long time ago, so kind of.
He's a vintage.
Vintage beefer. I don't know.
I'm getting it.
We call him beef.
All right, well, we're going to end on that. We'll talk to everybody later.
Bye.
Peace out.